Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Kimberly Silas, and I am over the moon excited to be with you on this beautiful Friday, October the 5th, 2018. There will never be another day like the day that we're living in now. So as we always practice, we're going to make the absolute best out of the time that we have, and we operate in purpose. Here at Your Health is Your Wealth. As we do on every Friday, we first come out with our weather report. We are in the beautiful state of Georgia in the city of Stone Mountain, and today it is an approximate 77 beautiful degrees. The sun is shining. It's not too hot. The wind is nice and crisp, and the air is beautiful. We are thoroughly enjoying ourselves on today and thanking God for this marvelous opportunity. As we do on every Friday, we always open our show with a moment of meditation. And I am coming from a meditation dated Friday, October 5th, and it is entitled, I Am Swimming in the All Good of God. Part of spiritual growth is to experience ourselves as who we are not in order to know who we really are. The contrasting experiences are like spiritual gym equipment to exercise our spiritual muscles. The experiences exert the perfect pressure based on our individual resistance. When you are going through a situation that activates thoughts of lack or not enough, take a breath. Be still and take a deep, healing breath. As you feel the air filling your lungs, remind yourself that the good of God is all around you. The air you are breathing is the breath of God. Feel the blood course through your body. Feel your heart beating. Look around you and notice the beautiful greenery. Notice the gadgets that keep you connected to friends and family. Remind yourself of the love of loved ones. Give thanks for the wisdom of God that is being revealed to you through prayer and meditation. God always says yes. I say yes to my good. I say yes to God. I say yes to life. I say yes to myself. I am a divine expression of all the good of God. Once again, I am a divine expression of all the good of God. Thank you, zeal, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. As we know that those who love God are helped by him in everything for good. That comes from Romans 8 and 28. And I am just, once again, I want to say I'm over the moon excited. We have an amazing guest on today. But not only that, you guys, fall is the season of harvest. When we give our weather report, we always give thanks whether it's raining, it's thundering and lightning. No matter what nature's activities are, we have an opportunity to say thank you that I am in the I am. And today it is such a beautiful opportunity to recognize that fall is the season of harvest. This is the season when you reap what's been planted in the spring. It's the time to gather nature's bounty for the fruits, the vegetables, the grain, the nuts. And today, you guys, we have been blessed with the nuggets. With that, I would like to recognize and introduce our very amazing guest on today, how we have been blessed to receive this nugget. But we have our very own financial literacy counselor. This man has a career in financial literacy. Not only does he inspire to educate and train people to educate and train people, but he volunteered his time, talents, and service to be with us here today at Your Health is Your Wealth. And we have Mr. Nelson Baldwin of Alpharetta, Georgia, here with us today. Thank you, Nelson, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kimberly, for having me. I'm so excited about being on the show.
Absolutely. You know, Nelson, when we were speaking earlier, let me just say this to all of our listeners. October is the month of awareness towards insurance in reference to critical illness. So I must say that my perception was so totally off that I automatically assumed, Nelson, that you were an insurance professional. And it was just to my pleasure and amazement that it is such a vast arena that my focus and concentration was warped. I was so totally off. And that it made me remember where I bring in the blessings of us receiving nuggets. I am in a position where I'm eager to learn that my financial literacy isn't 100%. I think if I were to be graded right now, I may or may not get a C minus.
Wow.
Well, yes.
I think today we can dispel some myths about the whole insurance piece.
Absolutely. It's not just insurance is a very important part of it, but it is just I hate to say minuscule, but it is a small part of a very vast arena when we think about financial literacy and how important it is that we be educated as a people. Nelson, how did you first become interested in not only financial literacy, but educating others?
Well, that's a great question, and I get asked that question often, and I just refer back to what I was thinking back in 2012, 2013, and I was really hungry to be financially independent, to care for my family, to really help my not only immediate family, but my extended family, because I'm originally from New York, upstate New York, Rochester to be exact, and I was living in Georgia. My mom is from Tuskegee, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia is only like an hour from Tuskegee, so I had a lot of extended family that I was reunited with. And just to see the struggles financially that not only my extended family, but most families in America has, I wanted to try to do something about it. I originally started a business back in 1999 that failed because of the stock market crash in 2000, which most people don't talk about. But what it did was it ignited in me, I guess, a sense of failure, number one, but I understood if I found the lesson in the failure, then it wouldn't be a failure. So the lesson that I learned from that was I need to get educated on this stock market thing and why did it do what it did and how can I use that to my advantage in the future. So I got introduced to the financial industry through my accountant. I had a tax accountant. My wife and I had a business before. And my tax accountant basically said, hey, you know, you guys are helping small businesses, but you're actually leaving money on the table. You know, you're farming out their benefit packages to all these other people when you can be doing it yourself if you get into the financial industry. So that was the beginning of it. And then real short after that, my wife's aunt passed away. She was 94. And she had dementia the last 8 years of her life. But the big significant thing was her life insurance policy had ran out. She had a term policy that ran out when she was 78, and she's now 94 with no insurance. So that kind of sparked, you know, because, of course, you know what happens at that point. Everybody gets together, chips in, try to pay for a funeral, which is not a fun way to grieve. But that kind of got the juices flowing in me to learn more about the insurance industry and why statistically as a people, we don't have it or don't have enough of it. So I was on a quest to, once I got in the financial industry, the platform that I have is not just investments, it's not just insurance, it's not just retirement, it's all of the above. So I can help families in all areas of their finances, which is what I wanted to do in the first place.
Wow. Yep. You know, you said a mouthful right there. That is something. You said the lesson in the failure, if you learn the lesson in the failure, then it's not a failure at all. That hit hard. I can totally identify with feeling with opening a new business, not reaping the benefits that I originally intended, actually owing more money at the end of that endeavor and feeling like I did everything wrong. But when you said that, it sparked two things in me. Number one is when you said the lesson in the failure, if you learn the lesson in the failure, then it wasn't a failure after all. But and secondly, I'm sitting up here drifting off in how many of us have term insurance that potentially won't be beneficial for us at the end of the road. What do you recommend as overall remedy to that?
Well, first of all, term insurance is not bad. I mean, it's not a bad thing. And typically when I talk to a family or someone about life insurance, if they're just starting out, they're in their 20s, maybe their early 30s, most people are trying to accumulate wealth, just getting into their careers. They have a lot of responsibility. They may have just bought a house, maybe a car. So there's a lot that needs to be covered. And typically you can get more coverage with a term policy for less money.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's from an affordability standpoint, I may recommend a term. But the companies that I use, the term insurance can be converted to a permanent policy later. So you can start off with the term and then turn around and you know, convert it. But we also have, you know, people that can do both. They can have a term policy with a lot of money to cover all of their expenses, all of their debts, all of, you know, their house and all of that for a cheaper price, and then get a permanent policy that will last till they're 121 years old, and they typically may not need as much in that one, and it'll still be affordable. So if someone can do both, I recommend both, and this is why. Because our term policies have what we call living benefits. The old insurance pays only if you die, then your beneficiaries get the money. The new insurance pays living benefits. So while you are living, if you have a critical, chronic, or terminal illness, you can reap the benefits of that policy while you are alive. And most people don't even know that that exists. So I recommend that people get that because you never know what's going to happen in the future. And if you're going to buy insurance anyway, why not get the new insurance?
Now, the new insurance that includes living benefits, is it automatically inclusive, or you would have to be aware to ask for the living benefit?
Well, the companies I use, I'm like a broker, so I have several companies, you know, that I can choose from. But the company that I use the most is automatic. The living benefit policy is automatic. If that's it for both term and permanent. So now it doesn't matter which one, you can get living benefits on both.
That's excellent. Yeah. In the event that you do encounter a critical illness, then you would be able to utilize those benefits prior to death.
Correct. I'll give you an example. And earlier I said the term is automatic. The permanent, you have to add to it. You have to ask for that on the permanent policy.
Right.
It's still free. They don't charge you for the living benefits. But an example of that is I had a young man that was real, he was a good friend of mine. We were both in the military. He got out of the military. And right before he got out, he asked me the question about his insurance policy, because the military automatically covers you while you're there, $400,000 flat rate. You don't even miss it. But when you get out, you have to convert that to a policy of your own, and typically you're older, and it costs more. So, looking at the numbers, he said, "Well, your policy, I can get $500,000 of your policy rather than $400,000 in the Army." So that's what we did, and I put the living benefit. He asked for the living benefits once I explained it to him. 8 months later, he got diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, just to give you an idea, what we call critical illness is if someone has a heart attack and live, which most people do nowadays, if they have a stroke and live, if they have any form of cancer, renal failure, loss of limb, you know, so it's a category of different things, and they're diagnosed by the doctor, that is considered a critical illness. At that point, they can make a claim against their life insurance policy for 90% of the face value.
Wow.
Yeah, depending on the severity of it. And thank God they caught it early.
Uh-huh.
They caught the cancer early. So he was able to, he did the chemo. He went through the surgery, all of that early. But he got a check from the life insurance company for $268,000, tax-free. And he used the money, him and his wife used the money to pay off all of their hospital bills, all of their regular bills. And so now he's cancer-free, they are debt-free, and they have substantial amount of money in the bank. So imagine if you get diagnosed with cancer. Most people, that's a pretty devastating diagnosis. But on top of that, you add financial problems. Well, this guy didn't have to worry about financial problems. And I think because of that, the stress alone that was taken off of him allowed him to recover so much faster. And now, I mean, we went to their 20-year anniversary. They renewed their vows. He's up doing the running man, dancing. He's good to go.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, let me ask you this, because I am just blown away with this information. I know very few of us are even aware that these options exist. So this is with, is this a standard life insurance policy with living benefits? With
yes,
the living benefits? So this is just information that comes with the life insurance policy that we are not aware of.
There's only a couple of companies out there that does it. So it's not like you can walk into, you know, your I don't know, everyone has different companies in the cities that they live in. But you just can't walk into any company and say, give me a living benefit policy. There's only two that I know of that offers it. And Transamerica, which is happen to be one of the companies we use, is the number one in the industry for it. So what I try to do is educate people on what's available, because too often, you know, we get educated by the TV, or we get educated by the internet, or our friends that really don't know as much as we think they know. But a lot of people aren't getting sound advice on how money works, number one. But then what's available out there to me? What is available? So what I try to do is educate people and show them how money works, number one, because most people think they know, but they really don't. And then I try to kind of lay out the options that you have. Wealthy people have been doing this insurance stuff for a long time, which I try to educate people. When you hear the word insurance, most people have a thought in their mind, and that's the wall that I have to break. And the only way you can break that wall down is with information, current, accurate information.
Wow. You know, Nelson, this is something that obviously being a man in the financial career field, you know the importance of educating the illiterate. But many of us are financial financially illiterate. We think we know how money works, and we really are just basically robbing to pay Paul and living week after week and bill to bill. So for somebody, let's say in their mid to late 40s, early 50s, if you are not at all educated on the financial literacy piece, where do you recommend they go, or do you hold seminars or classes to get people acclimated with educating themselves?
Yes, I do. I hold seminars. As a matter of fact, here in Columbus, where I originally started my business, we have an office here with some licensed professionals who every week, they have an opportunity every week to educate people. They typically do it on Tuesday nights and Saturday mornings. But coming up at the end of the month, they're going to be at the library, the main Columbus Library on Macon Road, and they're going to host a health and wellness financial seminar. And it's going to be from 10 a.m., I think from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're going to have speakers come in and products available and same stuff I'm talking about. They're trained and educated to help the masses. But we do those all the time. I'm doing them in Atlanta. I come to Columbus often and do them. A few months ago, I did one with 30 soldiers from Fort Benning, and we helped educate the soldiers. I was asked to do it by a good friend of mine who was in the Army, and you know, we did a seminar for 30 soldiers. So they can get in touch with me or find out a financial professional that's independent. When I say independent, I mean they don't work for the company they're trying to sell you on. Because to me, I don't want to get into that. But I don't work for no company. I'm an independent financial professional. And I think we talked earlier, I mentioned the whole Uber thing, but I'm like a broker.
Share that with our callers. Share that. That is fascinating that they understand how you are able to leverage yourself and have been compared to your own financial Uber.
Yes. Well, I was talking with a young lady, and she was asking me advice on how to buy a car and what type of car she wanted to buy. And after I asked a few questions, she asked me what I did how my company works. And I told her, basically, we help people with their finances. In a nutshell, I said, it's better to tell you the results. I said, people are able to save more money, live a better lifestyle. I've had people, you know, marriages get better because their finances get better. And when I told her we didn't have any products of our own, but we have hundreds of companies that I have access to, like a broker, she goes, "Oh my God, they're like the Uber of finances." And
that's
I laughed.
Right.
I laughed, but she got it because Uber doesn't own any cars. They contract that out to anybody that wants to make money.
That's
similar
right.
To Amazon. Amazon doesn't have any products, they sell everybody else's. And I don't know if you know, but Amazon has passed up Walmart in revenue sales. And
excellent.
So when you look at the industry, when you talk about where the next big wave of money is coming from, it's distribution. It's distribution. Brick and mortar is gone. Everybody everybody that's brick and mortar, you can ask Toys R Us, they're out of business, Sears is out of business. But in the financial industry, everybody's still doing it the same. Well, we're different. We don't own any products, but we can provide everybody else's products. So that makes us powerful because I don't have to sell my clients on what this company can offer them. I find out what my clients need, and I marry the best company up with them for what they need.
Excellent.
And none of my clients give me a dime. So they paid me zero for that.
Wow. You know, that is just such great, powerful information. You know, before we run out of time, you said something, Nelson. You're holding a health and wellness financial seminar in Columbus. What's the date on that?
That date is October 27th, the last Saturday in October.
The last Saturday, okay. And what time can they expect that?
They need to be at the Columbus Library at 10 a.m. Starts at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Okay. And how long does that generally last?
Generally, we do it. It's a two-hour seminar. So they should expect to be there at least till noon. And then if there's obviously, if there's some a match or a perfect fit, they'll stay later and help someone get connected with whatever company they need to be connected with.
Excellent. That, you know what? This is such exciting and pertinent information. There you have it, callers and listeners. We're going to be at the Columbus, Georgia Library, 10 a.m. on the last Saturday of the month. That's October 27th, from 10 to approximately 12. And that's going to be a seminar on health and financial wellness. You must, if you're in the area, please invite your family and your friends. We can make a difference if we are willing to do the work. And I am so excited. You also have an office in Alpharetta here in the Atlanta area, as well as Birmingham. Can we look forward to some opportunity coming forward in our Atlanta market?
Oh, absolutely. My office technically is in Johns Creek, but it's right on the border of Johns Creek, Retta. But we just moved into a new 3,000-square-foot office, and we'll be this Saturday, actually, tomorrow. I'll be there doing the same seminar that we do here. It'll start at 10 a.m. and it'll go approximately to 12. And I try to do it every Saturday and allow our agents and the folks that we work with to invite people there just so we can educate them. There's no obligation to do anything. Just get the information.
Okay. And that's 10 a.m. in Johns Creek here in the Atlanta area?
That is
on
correct.
On October 6th. What's the address on that Johns Creek location?
The address is 11340 Lakefield Drive. Lakefield Drive, and that's Johns Creek, Georgia. 30097.
30097. There you have it, listeners. Here in the Atlanta area, tomorrow, October 6th, 10 a.m. at 11340 Lakefield Drive in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. Zip code. Come on out. Let's get started. You know, we opened the show up today with October being the fall season, the season of harvest. Let's start reaping the benefits of our hard work and labor. You know, Nelson, this has been an amazing show. And Nelson is also on Facebook, you guys. Is that Nelson Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N?
That is correct.
Okay. You guys, so can we get your commitment, Nelson, for the third Friday of the month? Will you come back to conclude our series on critical illness and insurance?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you. I am over the moon excited. Thank you guys so much. And always remember, your health is your wealth. We perish for a lack of knowledge. Here is your health and your wealth. You are constantly growing in spiritual, physical, and financial person. So thank you so very much. It's an amazing, amazing, beautiful day. And Nelson, continue blessings and prosperity to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have been such a pleasure and a treat, and I'm excited. I might be one of your new clients. I'm sure I am.
Well, we definitely need to get together because I want to know about your life-changing business.
Absolutely. I would love to include you, and we will, you know, we'll cover that, I promise you, at the end of the third Friday of the month. We will include that as well, but I just, you spoke so eloquently on financial literacy, and everybody needs to know that there's a numerous amount of things that we don't know, and we can always be educated on how to make our money work for us. So I just want to say thank you. And I also have our amazing Dr. Dunlap with us here today. Dr. Dunlap, thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I've just been sitting back quietly, that's all.
Hey, well, I'm sorry. Is Kimberly still there?
I am.
I'm sorry. I committed to the third. Is that the third Friday of this month?
It's the first and third Friday of every month.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got all excited and committed to that, but that Friday, the 19th, is my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, wife.
Yeah, I do not. I still want to live to see another fall season. So I cannot commit to that Friday, but I would be available in the future.
Absolutely. We will certainly keep that in mind because financial literacy is imperative. At your health is your wealth. It's a area that we are constantly revisiting. So, yes, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thanks, Dr.
Thank
D. I got that information you said you were excited about.
Amen. Amen. I love it when a plan comes together. God bless y'all. Been a real good show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Dunlap. And until we meet again, your health is your wealth and continued wellness to you all.